state Republicans passed their two-year budget plan for Wisconsin last week. The bill went to Governor Evers. His options: sign the budget as is, veto the whole thing, or sign it but make use of the powerful line item veto power that Wisconsin governors get to use. He released his answer this morning. The budget got his signature with lots of partial vetoes. Laurel White joins us to sort things out. She's WPR's state capitol reporter. Laurel, welcome back.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, before we get to the changes, how much can a Wisconsin governor do with this partial veto power?
So the Wisconsin governor actually has quite a bit of power, especially in terms of the powers of other governors across the country. They have the partial veto power. So what he can do with the state budget, and what he did, consequently, is take out certain words, certain numbers, and punctuation to change the document a little bit to fit kind of more of his goals and priorities.
And we didn't get to see this in action as much. Governor Walker had a Republican majority, you know, all Republicans. He did use the partial veto. Wasn't as big a deal. When we had Republican Governor Tommy Thompson and Democratic state legislature, it got wild and wacky sometimes. Mm-hmm. In the scope of things, how big are the changes we saw that governor, and how many of these changes are there that Governor Evers made with this power?
So the scope of the changes I'll get to in a second, because I think it's sort of a eye of the beholder situation. But in terms of numbers, he issued 78 partial vetoes. I think it's safe to say that the biggest one is a veto that increases state school spending by about $65 million over the course of the next 2 years. He did that by increasing per pupil aid in Wisconsin quite a bit, using that fancy veto authority.
It seems a little weird that you can add spending by cutting words, mm-hmm. but that's how it works, or it can work.
Absolutely. It's a complicated thing, because essentially you have to, if you're adding in funding for something using this veto authority, you have to find that money elsewhere in the budget as it exists. So in order for the governor to add that $65 million for public schools in Wisconsin, he had to find that money elsewhere in the budget. There are a couple different places, but I think the most interesting to folks is probably that he cut some state funding for enforcing work requirements that Republicans passed under Governor Walker for public benefits like food stamps.
Education had been kind of the big point of contention between the governor and lawmakers. The governor wanted to increase it by a lot. Republican lawmakers in their budget, if I have this right, did increase it, but by a substantially smaller amount. So how did we end up when it comes to those two original numbers?
So what Governor Evers initially proposed early this year was a $1.4 billion increase for K-12 education in Wisconsin. What Republican lawmakers approved last week was a $500 million increase. So, you know, about a third of what Governor Evers asked for. And then today, with his veto pen, the governor added in about, as I said, $65 million. So we're at $565, $570 million in an increase for K-12 schools. Still falls pretty far short of that $1.4 billion he wanted.
When it comes to changes in the amount of money being spent in the state, was this one, the education change, the biggest that we saw from among these dozens of partial vetoes?
I think it's the biggest one in terms of changes that Evers made to the document. There are a couple other high-profile changes. Folks might remember us talking about some legislation and then a provision that was included in the budget that would have allowed direct-to-consumer sales of Tesla vehicles in Wisconsin. That was something that was added kind of at the last minute. And some people thought that was aimed at getting a Republican holdout in the Senate to vote for the budget. Senator Chris Kapinga from Delafield, he's pushed for that change for a while. The governor nixed that from the budget. He also nixed a spending limit for security for his lieutenant governor, Mandela Barnes. Republicans included that cap to make sure that Barnes didn't spend any more than the previous lieutenant governor after some reports that he'd been spending more.
Before we get into more specifics from the line item vetoes, what, if anything, can Republicans do about this if they don't like particular vetoes?
So Republicans can override a veto in Wisconsin, but to do that, they need a three-quarters vote of the state legislature, both chambers of the legislature. And though they have large majorities, particularly in the assembly, they don't have what's required to override a veto.
And in the Senate, they have well short of that three-quarters.
Exactly, yes.
So that's probably not going to happen unless Democrats agree with them on a particular veto.
Exactly. Democrats would have to agree to override something that the governor did, which would be very unlikely.
So, again, before we get into more details, as it stands, this partially vetoed budget it's it. This is the budget now.
That's right. This is the budget. So, you know, barring any veto overrides, which again would be very unlikely, this is the budget that we're going to be operating on in the state of Wisconsin through 2021.
And let's get into what both sides are saying today. What did Governor Evers, what kind of case did he make for why he made the changes he did?
So he said that he believed his veto messages sort of encapsulated a spirit of cooperation in the Capitol. He said that he actually strongly considered vetoing the entire budget, which is something folks had talked a lot about over the past, you know, 5-6 days, because it didn't increase education spending as much as he wanted, didn't have that Medicaid expansion that he's talked so much about. But he said that ultimately vetoing the budget would have led to more political discord, sort of partisan fighting. And when he spoke to a group at the Capitol today, he said, you know, that's the sort of politics that Wisconsin residents are tired of. That's not the kind of thing that I want to engage in. So I'm going to sign this budget that has some Republican priorities, that doesn't have everything I want, in the spirit of compromise.
And we'd heard, I think it was from Robin Voss, who said, the assembly speaker, who said, OK, if the governor vetoes the whole shebang, that's fine. We're not going to pick it up again until, I think he said, October at one point.
That's
so
right.
So we would have had a bunch of months of real, probably angry arguments going back and forth.
Oh, absolutely. And I think something that different stakeholders pointed out as that possibility was raised was that it could cause problems for state agencies not having a budget. It could cause particularly big problems for schools in Wisconsin because they'd be starting the school year without certainty over what budget lawmakers were going to approve, exactly how much money they were going to get, whether they were going to get an increase or not. So I think that was kind of a looming, scary possibility that budget negotiations could go toward the end of this year.
Talking to WPR State Capitol reporter Laurel White about Governor Evers' signature on the Republican state budget with partial vetoes, some key vetoes along the way. What have we heard so far? I know this is the ink is still fresh, but what have we heard from Republican leaders on this?
So Republican leaders, interestingly, are pretty happy. I think they're characterizing this budget as one that includes a lot of their priorities. They're saying that Governor Evers' vetoes were minimal. That's what Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said after the governor's signing. He said, you know, this is really a Republican budget and we feel good about it.
And we've heard arguments, I think, from Democrats who said, well, hold on, what Republicans came up with was heavily inspired by what Governor Evers said. They said, so both sides saying, hey, the other side met us, if not halfway, a third of the way.
Exactly. I think that that's a really fair summary, because Republicans are saying, you know, a lot of our priorities are in this budget, while Democrats are saying, hey, the things that Governor Evers proposed earlier this year sort of helped move the needle in terms of what Republicans approved, the amount of money that they had, and the sort of things they invested in.
So we've mentioned education funding and the partial vetoes, those work requirements you mentioned for public benefits, those direct-to-consumer Tesla sales. Prison funding is an issue we've been watching as this process has gone along. Did we see big changes made by the governor today?
So I think one interesting thing to note is the governor eliminated an earmark that was for a new maximum security prison in Green Bay. He took out $5 million, which in the scheme of the budget is not very much, but that was intended to buy land on which to build this new maximum security prison in Green Bay. So the governor took out sort of the requirement of where that money would be spent. He still gave the money to DOC, but said it didn't need to go there, and said that there needed to be a little bit more sort of examination of the state's practices in that area before they made that kind of choice.
Another often contentious item in the state budget is road and transportation funding. We saw some agreement from the governor and from Republicans that they needed to get more money somewhere. Anything of interest in the vetoes today?
So there was a fair amount of compromise there in the end. The governor wanted to, of course, increase the gas tax, which Republicans didn't get on board with. But they did end up approving these vehicle title and registration fees, which is something that the governor had also proposed, just not quite to the scale that Republicans ended up approving in the budget. the governor did actually make a small change to those title and registration fees to come up with about $7 million to kind of help pad that $65 million that he put into schools. And he did that by changing the registration fee for particularly heavy vehicles, ones that weigh over 6,000 pounds in Wisconsin. Under the Republican plan, the fees actually would have gone down a little bit for those. So he made sure that they stayed where they are.
Anything else that struck you as significant based on all the things we've been talking about over the last months in this process, Laurel?
Well, I think of other things that sort of stuck out to me, the governor did veto a $2.5 million study that would have looked at a potential mileage-based fee or tolling in Wisconsin as a way to pay for roads. That's something that was added to the budget or kind of clarified in the budget kind of toward the end. He said we don't need another study to come up with a way to fund roads in Wisconsin. And then he also made some changes related to local regulation of quarries in the state. This is something that we've done some coverage on at WPR. Under the Republican-backed budget, there would have been a limitation on how much local governments can regulate kind of operating hours and things for quarries. The governor took that provision out of the budget as well.
So we have this budget. The battle isn't going late into the summer or the fall, as it sometimes does. What do lawmakers do now?
Well, lawmakers are leaving the Capitol for now, and we're not expecting them to come back until the fall. So sort of now the focus turns to what implementation of this budget looks like, a kind of a deeper examination of that, and looking forward to what they plan to do in the fall. Some of the things on our radar include a potential reintroduction of a medical marijuana proposal. That's something Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said he might be interested in taking a look at. Also, nonpartisan redistricting legislation. That's something that the governor talked about today as he addressed the crowd with his veto message. He said, I'm going to make that a big priority. He also said he's going to reintroduce that Medicaid expansion as separate legislation. Now, obviously, that faces a very, very steep climb in the legislature. But I think for folks looking to see these issues completely go away, now that we're not talking about them as part of the state budget, that definitely not the case. These things are sticking around.
Laurel, thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That's Laurel White, WPR State Capitol reporter, with us for a look at the governor's partial vetoes of the state budget.